Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Holy Cross Retreat Center Director, Father Tom Smith, to talk to us about this year's Franciscan Festival of Fine Arts, Labor Day weekend, September 4th and 5th. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be with you.
You're welcome. How did the COVID-19 pandemic affect Holy Cross Retreat Center?
Holy Cross Retreat Center depends on having large groups who are able to come to be here for a retreat or a conference of some sort. And starting in March of 2020, we've been unable to do that. We have some small groups, we have some groups via video conferencing, and we have individuals, but we've not been able to have that. So that's a significant loss for us and for the people who like to come here. It also has been a time when we've been able to welcome other people individually, and that's been good.
And what about the immigrants? I know you help migrants a lot.
Yes, we have. In the past, for 2.5 years, we welcomed a lot of those who were seeking asylum. That has kind of dropped off for the most part during this time as well. But we have received individual immigrants who've come through as just individual or small groups. Just recently had 6 men from Guatemala, one man from El Salvador, and some others. And then we've also started welcoming homeless people who need a place for a short time to get settled while they're getting ready for a permanent place. A social service agency has been working with us. And so they'll stay for sometimes a couple of weeks or maybe a few months or so. But it's been very heartwarming to be able to do that, to help some of them get settled. And some people needing medical therapy as well. So we've been trying to use our space for the helping the local community.
And now your space is back for your Labor Day weekend special Franciscan Festival of Fine Arts, returning after you haven't been able to have public events the last year. What are the goals of the event?
The goals of the event are sort of threefold. One is to promote good art, because it's fine arts, and we would like to invite people to come and display that so that other people can buy it and support the artist. Another is to promote the retreat center as an event or place where people can come for prayer, for conferences, for rest. And then third, of course, is a fundraiser. It's our main fundraiser each year. And so this is a significant form of income for us as well.
Well, you had quite a loss of income over the past 18 months due to the pandemic. How have you been able to sustain yourselves?
Well, we were fortunate to be able to get some of the financial aid that was public, you know, like it's called PPP, Paycheck Program, and then also grants from a couple other organizations. And then people have been generous to us as well. People who say that they believe in what we're doing, so have given us individual or group grants, donations of some sort. And then last year we had sort of an online festival that helped a bit too. So we did have the raffle last year, so that was a source of income. But it's through a number of other ways, and God's been good to us. I think since we reach out to others, provide hospitality to those in need, then people see that and try to support us.
And it's a non-denominational retreat center.
Well, it's primarily Catholic. It's owned by the Franciscans of the Province of Our Lady of Consolation. But we welcome people of all different faiths and traditions. New Mexico State University had a group here from one of their departments, public health department. We have meditation groups. We had a dance group here recently. You know, when we have more space, we offer that for other groups as well.
And the pandemic hasn't ended. What are the rules that you've put in place for the returning of the festival?
Well, we're state certified within New Mexico, and so we follow what they're doing. Just recently, as most people know, they've been asked to wear masks inside in public places. And so we will be following whatever the state mandates at that time. This time, as long as they're outside, it's not required. But when they go inside the room or the dining room, we're going to be asking them to wear that if they're not eating or drinking.
Have you had any difficulty in getting vendors back or artists because of the pandemic?
We have fewer this year. We have a total of 75 vendors or 73 vendors this year. Usually we have 85, sometimes even 90. So there are some of the people, vendors, who are still hesitant to come back. And we understand that and we respect that. But we've done fairly well. We have 8 new artists. We have some new food vendors, brisket and pulled pork and hamburgers and things. And so I think it'll be well worth it. It'll be a very fine event. The event starts on Saturday, September 4th at 9 o'clock in the morning and goes until 5 o'clock on that day. Then on Sunday, we have a 9 o'clock Catholic Mass in our chapel. The festival itself opens at 10 o'clock and 12:30. We're having something new this year as a motorcycle blessing. Somebody suggested that. Lots of people like to ride motorcycles, especially on Highway 28 on Sundays and other days. And so we invite them to come here for a blessing and then to view the art or have a meal with us. Or we go into our beer garden that we have this year as well. I'd also like to say that it's one of those things that people enjoy just being here. We have lots of green grass. The rain has helped us, and so the property looks very, very nice. And it's a very pleasant spot. We have two different music locations, one in the middle of the courtyard, the other in the beer garden, so people can come and listen to the music while they're walking around or while they're eating or drinking. We have a new Spotted Dog Brewery coming this year, and the Benedictines are not able to come this year, so we have a local vendor from here in Mesilla that's going to be joining us, Mesa Vista Winery. The other thing that I think is going to be helpful is people are looking for places to go. Some of them have felt kind of cooped up for a while, you know, during the pandemic. And this will be a safe place for them to come if they feel they can wear a mask the whole time if they'd like. But we believe that we have done everything we can to prepare and make it a safe place for people to come and join us.
Well, you talked about a lot of green grass and green trees in the area. What do you recommend for people to use possibly as insect repellent? And then again, we may not have rain. It may be a sunny day. What about sunscreen?
We haven't had too many mosquitoes here this year, so that's good. That hasn't been an issue as far as I know. We do have over half, probably two-thirds of the vendors are either inside a room or they're right next to a walkway that's covered. And so even if it were to be hot and sunny, and you'd be in the shade, or if it's a little sprinkling and rain a little bit, you can still see most of the vendors or go inside the dining area. So we probably, if it's a downpour, of course, that's going to make it difficult. But if we're light rain, we'd still be able to handle that without too much trouble. And people have been here before. And we have plenty of parking, so that works well too. And there's no charge for entrance. This is a donation for people to come in.
And Sunday, it ends with a raffle drawing at 4 o'clock. Will there be a silent auction as well?
Yes, we have a silent auction, which will be taking place throughout the whole festival. Most of that is articles donated by the artists themselves, original pieces. People can come in and bid on those. We have a few other items that people can either buy or bid on as well. And then the raffle on Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock, people can buy tickets for that, is for cash. It's $1,000 cash. And so I ask people, says, who couldn't use a little extra cash? Come and buy a ticket and maybe you'll win it.
They can also find out more information on your website.
That's correct. Our website is holycrossretreat.org. And then there's a tab that says Franciscan Festival. And you can go to that and it'll provide all the information you need.
And you're also on Facebook.
We are. We have a message on Facebook. Again, Holy Cross Retreat. And we hope that people will be able to find that. We're planning on sending out some more notification. It's been in the Las Cruces Sun News. And the bulletin on local radio stations here. Also in El Paso, we invite people from El Paso to come join us. It's been in the newspapers. We paid for ads there. So we hope that lots of people will hear about it and pass the word around yourself. You know, it's a convenient place to come to and a very pleasant. We would enjoy seeing you.
And again, your main mission is to help groups or individuals with the spiritual renewal and also assisting refugees seeking asylum.
That's right. Our primary mission is a Catholic retreat center, but it's broader than that by a long shot. You know, people can come here and other groups, different religious groups, or nonprofits. We have a hermitage for people who like to spend time alone, where they can go and have a nice view of the mountains, and the outside is very quiet and still. And we have our what we call Franciscan hospitality, where people can come either as immigrants, and we welcome them and stay for a few days or longer, for people who are medical patients and getting chemotherapy or radiation therapy, occasionally those who are homeless. And it's really wonderful to be able to see the people come, and we want to be generous with what we have so that all people can appreciate the goodness that we've received.
I appreciate you taking time to talk to us about the return of the Franciscan Festival of Fine Arts live on Labor Day weekend, September 4th and 5th, And again, find out more information. And it's free, open to the public. HolyCrossRetreat.org.
Our address is 600 Holy Cross Road. You can take South Main Street coming out of Las Cruces is 2 miles south of University Avenue on the left-hand side. Or if you're coming from the south, you're coming north on 478, and it's on the right-hand side before you get to the first stoplight. Or you can come up Highway 28 and then just cross over any of a number of roads. Pajaro Road is the closest one. And if you want to use your GPS, it's 600 Holy Cross Road, Mesilla Park, New Mexico, 88047.
Thank you, Father Tom Smith, director of the Holy Cross Retreat Center in Mesilla Park.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.